Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, past the holidays now, of course, but still lots going on, starting up a new year, and I read your newsletter. And interesting event coming up in Emory, and this is at the end of the month of January, Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th. This is called Eagle Fest.
Yes, it's a celebration of the bald eagle. You would think, what's this all about? But around Lake Tawakoni and Lake Fork, and I even see them around Club Lake occasionally, there are a number of bald eagles that actually winter over in this area.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And so the festival celebrates that. I think they actually are going to be bringing in a couple of eagles that can't, you know, they're are in protect, I guess in preserves. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have it's all at the high school there, and they're going to have booths with crafts and everything. But then they also have boat tours out on the lakes that you can sign up for, and they actually take you out where they know the eagles are.
And Raines County has the reputation as
the eagle capital of Texas, or the bald eagle capital of Texas, which is just amazing.
Who knew?
I know. And I've actually driven along the Lake Tawakoni Dam, you know, on that road that goes right around there. And I've seen them sitting on the dam, and they're amazing. Huh. They're just, you don't realize how really and truly big they are.
And we don't know how many eagles, bald eagles, reside in Raines County? Is there an estimate? Or
I don't know. I am sure that probably the bird watchers, whether it's Audubon or whatever, I'm sure they probably take some kind of a census.
Yeah,
because I think that's going to be critically important information.
But you've seen them around even Club Lake?
Yes, I have. They're astonishing, and you can clearly tell what they are. They're gorgeous.
Well, so this is Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th at Raines High School in Emory. We'll make a link to your Facebook page. People can read about this.
Yes, and then I have a link from there on to their page.
Okay, good. So another thing that goes on, this is a monthly thing at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. They have a Golden Oldies movie night. The next one is at 5:30 p.m. Saturday, January 28th. But this is a regular thing they do.
Yes, it's usually about the last Saturday of the month, and it's early enough in the evening. Usually they start at 5:30. They do it just like the old movies. They do a 30 minutes before that, they do a short. That's oftentimes an old TV episode or maybe a cartoon or something. And then they go into the movie, and they've had all kinds of wonderful old movies. One of the members of the museum has apparently a really remarkable collection.
Oh, I see.
And so this is the source that they are fortunate enough to have. It's free to go. They serve popcorn and drinks. And of course, there's a bowl there. You can make a donation if you want to. But it's just kind of a fun thing to be able to do, to go and see an old-timey movie.
Sure, on a monthly basis. And the one January 28th is called Torchy Blaine, Smart Blonde. I just happened to, Torchy Blaine was a series of movies made in the 30s and
that's 40s. Right.
I just happened to see one on Turner Classic Movies, as a matter of fact, the other night. And then said they're showing an episode of the old series. You will remember this. Put Peter Gunn.
Oh, yes. And to me, one of the best movie themes ever.
Right. I think the theme is better than the TV show.
Probably but you know, that's just one of the best.
The Henry Mancini theme. Yes. But they'll show an episode of Peter Gunn. So this is Saturday evening, January 28th, starting at 5:30 p.m. We're talking with Pud Kearns, Pud's with House Warmers of Greenville. Daddy-daughter dance has become a big thing, and this is an annual thing at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, and this is coming up Saturday, February 4th.
Yes. It's a fundraiser for the museum. It's an evening where little girls get to dress up, and Daddy puts on a coat and tie, and she's his date for the evening. And it's a lot of fun. You know, there's some dancing. Lots of times there's more crafting and just game playing and things like that. But the charming thing is it's really for anybody from toddlers on up. It's just that special night when a little girl just is truly, truly the apple of her daddy's eye. Tickets are available through the museum's website. Yeah, oh, and I love it when I see all the pictures people post on Facebook. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah, for sure. Saturday, February 4th. Almost out of time, but your Daybreak Rotary Club in Greenville raises money with
a flag subscription. We sell We place American flags in people's yards 6 times a year, and we are currently doing the subscriptions for that. It's $30 for a year and includes President's Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, July 4th, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. We put them out in your yards, and then we take them up. And so if anybody's interested, the easiest way to probably get in touch is flags@greenvilledaybreakrotary.com, and we'd love to sign you up.
Okay, we'll make a link to that. Good. Plyd, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
I always enjoy it. Thank you, John Mark.
Plyd Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.